Continuing our conversations with candidates for the office of mayor of Baltimore in the April 26th primary, we're speaking now with Gershom Cupid. He is 28 years old. He is a member of the Baltimore City Police Department. He is a sergeant with that agency. He lives in Edgecombe. He is married, and he and his wife are expecting a baby. Congratulations on the baby, and welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to meet you. So why do you want to be the mayor?
Well, I want to be the mayor because, let's face it. A lot of people are not happy with a local government. Of course, there's a call for police reform, public safety concerns, high taxes. I want to reduce taxes, but do it responsibly. Definitely want to help the masses in Baltimore City that have been neglected for a long time, especially certain black communities like Penn North, Chum, Bella, Edison, and to ensure that our good neighborhoods maintain their status of being good and safe.
So obviously you have a lot of experience with public safety, having mm-hmm. been on the police force for 10 years. Mm-hmm. What's your take on the relationship between the police department and communities of color?
Well, it's very strained. Poverty leads to crime. We know that. And unfortunately, in any high drug area, is going to be a strong police presence that's going to require a level of aggressiveness to deal with bad guys with guns. I understand the struggle of growing up in a poor black community. I grew up in the Chum, went to Lake Clifton High School. My outlook towards the police department wasn't positive. However, I wanted to be a change, not only in my neighborhood, but within the city. So that's why I became a police officer, to see, to see how things are on the other side. And I understand why did the police are aggressive in those neighborhoods. But we can definitely do things to improve it.
What turned it around for you in your life? When you said as you grew up, you didn't have that positive an impression of the police department. Mm-hmm. What changed? Why did you decide to, enter the academy and become an officer?
Well, it wasn't positive, but it wasn't negative at the same time. I can remember walking home from school one day, and they had a lot of officers outside. And I think there was some recent violence in the area. And I'm walking, wondering, why are they around here? And one officer just looked at me and said, "Hey, how are you doing? How was school?" I was like, "Why you ask me that? I hear a lot of bad things about police." And I was like, "It's okay." So, what turned around for me, is how I was, raised. And that is to respect authority, to respect my adults. So when I was going to school to be an engineer, I also had a heart to serve. So instead of taking the job for engineering, I took a while and decided that, I'm going to take the chance, and take the risk to become a police officer despite all the things I'm hearing. And that's the same risk I'm taking by running for office, because there's a lot of negativity outlook on politicians. So I think this is my next step.
So you've never held political office before, and you never run for political office
before.
There are folks who might say, if you want to get into politics, you want to be the mayor, maybe you should start with the city council or mm-hmm. even work with, the local Democratic clubs mm-hmm. and sort of work your way up the ladder. Mm-hmm. You've decided to start with mayor.
Yes.
How come?
Well, this is the honestly. I talked to my pastor about a lot of things that I go through. His name is Kerry Grogan. And, one day we was discussing, what was going on in the city. And he said, "Why don't you run for mayor?" And I just kind of discarded it. Like, I don't even like politicians. I think they lie half the time anyway. So, I just thought about it. I'll lay in my bed, think about it. I'll talk to my wife about it. And I decided, why not? When Stephanie said she wasn't going to run, I said, I'm going to take the chance and run for mayor. I always aim big. I'm not someone to, aim small. When I retire from, if I win and once I retire from public service, I want to be a billionaire. Some people, just want a nice retirement. I always aim big. That's why.
And in terms of your management experience or your management philosophy, mm-hmm. It's a $3 billion budget. It's a large workforce.
It is
15,000 people on mm-hmm. the payroll, mm-hmm. including many of your fellow officers. Mm-hmm. How do you approach that issue of running such a sprawling enterprise?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's a great question. A lot of people look at the mayor, and they look at the mayor for all the answers. However, I believe a great leader is someone that surround himself with people that is experts in certain fields. So, you know, I have a certain level of expertise in public safety and police reform. When it comes to management, I do have some experience, of course, being a supervisor. When we talk about finance, you know, I'm personally, you know, I can finance my own money. But as you said, it's $3 billion. So, of course, I'm going to surround myself with those who are experts. And, you know, I mean, when I need my car fixed, I take it to the mechanic. I'm not an expert in the car. You know, they're experts for those things. And I'll make sure surround those people with me and ensure that we are leading the city in the way that we want it to be. I mean, come on, let's be honest. I mean, we have people who has experience, you know, in politics, who have the knowledge, but that doesn't seem to be working because I think their vision is kind of messed up. I have the right vision for Baltimore. That's why.
Can you tell me what about your vision distinguishes you from these many other folks who are running for mayor? There are 12 other candidates on the
True.
Democratic ticket alone.
You know, that's so you got me there. So, so you know, in talking to a lot of other candidates, they have the same vision. They want a better Baltimore. The one thing people say, Baltimore is good, Baltimore is great. No, we're trying to be great. Let's be honest. You know, we're trying to get there. The difference with me is that, you know, I'm a man of integrity. I'm a man of character. And, you know, my experience, you know, even in serving the city, even a lot of times what I faced as an officer is doing a job and not receiving thanks for it. And you know what? And sometimes, you know, as I'm learning is that as a politician, that I'm gonna have to do things that I'm not gonna be thanked for, but I know it's what's best for our city. So the difference is my character, my integrity, and I am not gonna sell out to, you know, big corporations and ensure, well, when we work out a deal that to ensure that, you know, the masses in Baltimore City is going to be affected positively, and the weight will not be on the masses in Baltimore.
As a 10-year veteran of the Baltimore City Police Department, obviously your orientation perhaps might be immediately put towards public safety.
Mm-hmm.
What are the other priorities that you would come to office with were you to be elected?
Well, I want to reduce taxes. I mean, we pay a lot of taxes. And the services, I mean, it sucks. It really sucks. I mean, I can't stand it. Fortunately for me, because of good budgeting, I own a BMW, you know? And every time I take my BMW to be serviced, I always receive calls asking me to rate the kind of service I receive. You know, so I pay a lot of money for my expensive car, but I receive the service that I, you know, required and I desire. You know, so, you know, the kind of money we pay in taxes does not equal the service we get. You know, so I think we can still reduce taxes and increase the kind of service that is given to city residents.
Give me some examples of poor service for city residents being delivered by the current administration.
Well, you know, there's a couple of things I don't like. It may seem petty, but the little things have an effect on big things. When someone, I looked down my alley after trash day, and I see trash cans all in the alley. Like, can you please put the trash can back where you got it? I mean, I know you're busy. I know you're working hard. Thank you. But put the trash can back where you got it. I mean, we have a problem with rats, right? You know, if the trash bags is not the trash cans, you know, we issuing fines, which I understand. But can you put the trash cans back where you got it? You know, the condition of the city streets is filthy. And the way we enforce even environmental laws or fail to, you know, is ridiculous. So there are many different ideas and new ways to address these issues that we need to start doing, such as when we talk about citing someone for high grass or citing someone for trash. Well, how about, you know, instead of that, you know, when you cite them, they have to pay the citation and still pay someone to pick up the trash, right? So how about, you know, the city or a contract, we contract someone to, when they see high grass, how about you cut it and the city will bill, you know, the owner for that. So, you know, the owner is not paying, you know, twice or what they need to stop that issue. So what that does is to ensure that the whole city is being cleaned. All the grasses are being cut. It sounds kind of, hey, you know, simple, but it will work. You know, it will work. And we can just, you know, like I said, bill who's ever responsible for keeping that area clean or keeping the grass cut.
Is then the sort of management or the motivation of city employees a concern of yours? Outside the police department, we can talk about them maybe separately, but, do you think employees are not giving good service because of what possible reasons would there be for that?
Well, definitely motivation. And, of course, management do play a part because management is responsible for just that, managing your employees to ensure that they're doing their job and they're doing it effectively and efficiently. So, when I have this... this program I want to start as a mayor, and that's called Accountability and Evaluation of City Services. You know, like I said, every time I went to get my car checked or fixed, I received phone calls, emails asking me to rate, the kind of service I got. And, I would love to implement that in every services from the police to trash pickup to, 311, 911. Did this person treat you right? Did they speak to you the way that you deserve to be spoken to? I want to introduce that to raise that accountability and evaluation of all city employees.
I'm going to go back to public safety. There was a spike in crime following the death of Freddie Gray last April. I've asked many, many people to explain why that happened, including your current boss, Commissioner Davis. I've asked social anthropologists and sociologists and political scientists and politicians to explain why this spike in crime happened, not only here in Baltimore, but in other cities as well over the past 6 months, or 8 months, whatever, 10 months. What do you attribute that to? Why did we have such a terrible murder rate in 2015 and so many other incidences of violent crime?
Well, we have to remember one thing. Baltimore City is a violent city. So when we add to the fact that, when those six officers was charged, which I believe they should be accountable to some degree, but the manner it came about, it sent the wrong message. So then when police officers do not feel like they have, the ability to be aggressive without being scrutinized for what they are doing, when you're patrolling or you're policing in a high drug area, you have to be aggressive. When I was working the Western, I had, gang members tell me straight up, they said, "We're coming together. We're going to take out the police. We're going to be taking out police officers and stuff like that." Straight up, they told me that. So these guys, they are not our friends. They're not Freddie Gray. They're not an innocent victim. They are not that. They are violent. When they have a weapon, they take lives. 344 murders prove that. So when we second guess ourselves or we are not being aggressive, guess what? Violence is going to increase. That had a lot to do with it. Officers must be aggressive in these high drug areas, these high violent areas. If officers not aggressive, guess what? Blacks is going to continue to killing each other. So
some folks would say lack of aggressiveness, the way they would describe it is take a knee. They were saying that the police were very proactively stepping back and choosing not to to literally do their job because they did feel victimized, if you will, by the indictments that came to the six officers. You've been on the street, and we thank you for your service, sir. We very much do. It is dangerous out there.
It is.
But it's even perhaps more dangerous now and more difficult now for you to do your job than it was before April of 2015. Did the police department take a knee? Did you ever see that happen?
No. Let me tell you something about these guys. They go out there and they want to do the job. You have to want to do that job and able to do it, to do it. But at the end of the day, just like any other human being, you have a family that you got to take care of. No officer wants to go to jail. We want to do things. We want to fit in with each other in our own subculture. And we really want to get along with people in the community. The thing about it is that, hey, where is the leadership of the department taking us? Where is the mayor taking us? We need that direction. We need to know where are we going. Yeah, we want to be more community friendly, and that takes not only the police department but the community coming together to make that happen. We have to understand that the police department can't do it on its own in bringing the community and police together. The police officers are not purposely not doing anything for crime to increase. It really turns our stomach, you know, when we have violence. We don't like violence on our posts. Like, we take pride in that. So, no, it's kind of more so, man, I'm not trying to get arrested. If I do this, will I be indicted? Will I get in trouble? You know, so it's more like, do I want to put myself in a situation? So what happens is you start to second guess yourself. So instead of being very, very aggressive and knowing that, hey, you know, they have my back because I'm doing everything in good faith. And we know that is very important in police work. Good faith. I'm doing everything in good faith. Not because I'm, you know, I'm talking to someone because they are black, or I'm talking to someone because they're Hispanic, or whatever the case is. You know, I'm in an area is high drugs, a high violent area, and these are the people that live here. So those are the people I'm dealing with.
We're speaking on the 24th of February. We're about 8 weeks away from the year anniversary of the unrest and violence and riots that occurred in Baltimore. What's it like on the street now? You know, 10 months after that violence, is it different? Is it getting better? Do you see any uptick in the vibe on the street, the vibe within the department, the way you all can do your job?
Well, you know, I would like to say that, you know, Commissioner Davis have done a great job. I was skeptical at first because, you know, it was like, hey, here comes another outsider, you know, but he have done good. You know, I have listened to everything he has been trying to do and everything, and I'm impressed. And what we need first is to, you know, is to be stabilized, which we are stabilizing as a community and as, you know, with the police department, you know. So I like the way things have been going. You know, everything is nothing is it's not up in the air. You know, we know where we are trying to go. Unfortunately, the next mayor could decide, hey, I want a new commissioner. So then in the back of our mind, I was like, will we have another boss? Will the direction on how we are, how things are going, will it change again? But so far, you know, things, I like how the way things have been going. I mean.
All right. So, Gershom Cupid, do you have a website there for folks to access to learn more about your campaign?
Yeah, it's www.cupidformayor.com.
All right. Well, Gershom Cupid, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. And again, thank you for your service on the police department.
Thanks for having me. I hope to be of service as mayor of Baltimore. Thanks.